You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. No matter what our feelings are trying to get us to do, no matter what the external is trying to get us to do, we will. We command our souls to bless the Lord on this day. Amen. In this now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus. This is a time, an hour of prayer. This is where we are praying. This is where we are communicating with God. This is where we are communing with God. This is where we are feasting with God. This is where we are getting silent before the Lord. This is where we are seeking his face, laying ourselves with all of the things we come with prostrate at his feet. This is where we are calling out unto God Almighty, the only living God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. We thank you that we serve a living God, a God who talks back. Amen. Hallelujah. A God who, I heard the Holy Spirit say, fights back. He fights on our behalf. A God who forgives. A God who makes a way out of no way. Ayashandaya. A God who provides in according to his riches. A God who is able to do all things. God, nothing is too hard for him. A God who is long-suffering, so patient with us, so forgiving, so loving, so gracious. Help us to understand the depths and the widths and the lengths, oh God, to which you love us. Help us to understand the depths and the extent and the richness of your grace and your mercy which is new every single morning. Hallelujah. I thank you for joining me in this time. Scripture says, when two or more of us are gathered in his name, there I am in the midst. So he is in the midst right now. Amen. I thank you, oh God. Make us sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Make us sensitive to your presence. Ah! Make us more aware, Holy Spirit, of you. Make us more aware of you. Remove anything and anyone and any distraction and any thought. Come on, we take the thoughts captive. Hallelujah. That will blind us and even deafen us from your words and from your presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Even subside all the feelings, because the feelings sometimes get in the way of your presence. Hallelujah. In your communication, in your fellowship. So God, I thank you for clearing out in our minds. We thank you for clearing out in our hearts. We thank you for a clearing out in our souls, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. Hallelujah. That's what the psalm says, as David was crying out and praying to God, creating me a clean heart. Somebody say, creating me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. So can we just take a moment? Can you join me in this moment? And can we worship? Can we worship the Lord God Almighty? Can we worship Alpha and Omega? Let us worship the great I am. I just am aware, the Holy Spirit is making me aware of how all of our earthly and natural feelings and senses and things can be so heightened and so tangible and real and so there in our face, amen, that we have to abandon it sometimes, neglect it, ignore it. Mm-hmm. And just get in that still place. So let's get in the still place. Lord, we get in the still posture. We get in the still place. We still our hearts and still our minds and still our bellies and our souls so that you will be and so that you will overtake us. Thank you, Lord. We worship you right now. I worship you right now. We exalt you right now. We exalt you over all of the things on the earth. We look to heaven. Hallelujah. Psalms 121 says, we look to the hills from whence cometh our help. I'm going to read that psalm. Hallelujah. As we worship. We worship through the word also. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody. We worship through the word also. Let's read it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Oh, I think the Lord is speaking to us. I know the Lord is speaking to us through scripture right now. We will lift up our eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh our help. Where does our help come from? Does our help come from us? Shandaya, that's a dangerous place if we are relying on us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If we are relying on us as the help, as the source, as the beginning and the end of the help, that's a dangerous place. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Where are we depending? Who are we depending on as our help? Thank you, Holy Spirit. I think this is the Holy Spirit. Amen, somebody. I think that this is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let our help come from the Holy Spirit. Verse 2 says, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Why would I want help from anyone or anything else? Hallelujah. Have you made heaven and earth? Okay. Have you made heaven and earth? Now, if God sends you into my life as a helpmate, come on, helpmate, as a helper, then we receive that. But our source of help is the Lord God Almighty. Our source of wisdom is the Lord God Almighty. Our source, hallelujah, is the Lord God Almighty, not our husbands, not our spouses, not our wives, not our monies, not our own abilities, our own know-how, hallelujah, not our resume, not our neighbor, hallelujah, not our children, not our parents. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Hallelujah. From whence cometh my help? Let's set our eyes on Jesus. I'm reminded right now, in Hebrews 12:2, I believe, and it talks about Jesus being the author and the finisher of our faith. I'm looking to you. We're looking to you, O God, concerning the matter, concerning the living matter, concerning the issue, concerning the problem, concerning the individual, concerning our financial status, concerning our job status. We're looking to you to help us, to instruct us, to guide us, to heal us, to deliver us, hallelujah, to move in a very mighty way as we pray. And for some reason, even right now, I'm reminded of when Peter was put in jail, hallelujah, and the believers were in the home. They were in the home and they were praying and they were praying and they're praying. And who was the one? Did the jailer let Peter out of the prison? Did the most likely let Peter out of the prison place? No, hallelujah. No. It was the angel of the Lord. It was the angel of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, somebody. And so maybe it's not the most likely way or the most likely person that God is going to use. And maybe he positioned it in a way that we have to rely on him to help. Amen. To be our helper, to be the help, the source of our help. He is the source of our help. He is the source. He is our help. Even as I look down, my eyes fall on Psalm 124, and the heading says, "Help comes from the Lord." So in this impossible place that Peter found himself in, hallelujah, as he's simply doing God's will, not because he did something wrong. I just feel in the spirit that the Holy Spirit is ministering to us that sometimes we got to get off of that I did something wrong or I did something right. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God's ways are not like our ways. Hallelujah. So we can't always reduce it to or deduce it to, or because I had to mess up somewhere or to find myself, or I had to do something right to find myself in. No, I don't even know who that's for. But that's just, I think, kind of just getting our minds sometimes off of being so natural in our way of thinking and getting more aligned. With heaven, becoming more aligned and in sync with God. Let us become more one with Christ, which means we have to deny some things and deny ourselves to become more one with Christ. Mm-hmm. And so as the believers on Peter's behalf fervently prayed regarding his situation, regarding the injustice, regarding the bound place, regarding his condition. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God moved. God did what man would say was impossible. So much so that when Rhoda answered the door, hold on, let's just go to it. I'm looking it up because I didn't have this planned, And then we're going to come back and we're going to finish reading Psalm 121, Psalm 124, as the Lord ministers to us and encourages us. Amen. As we pray, because this is prayer. We're praying. Hallelujah. We're praying. We're seeking. We're believing. We're not letting go. We're becoming more fervent, more bold. Hallelujah. In our approaching the throne of grace. Hallelujah. We're believing that God is answering us. Mm-hmm. Even in, like, as we're about to read in this passage, how God answered. God answered. God answered. And he answered in a way that everybody knew it was God that answered and God that moved. And I thank you, God, for answering. I thank you, God, for moving. Hallelujah. And I thank you, God, for reminding us who you are and that you do the impossible. Remind us who you are. Hallelujah. That you override systems and you break rules. Hallelujah. And you're not bound by these earthly things, that your word will come in and disrupt and even change. Hallelujah. Melt mountains. Hallelujah. Cause us to enter into the most shut up place. Thank you, oh God. Okay. So let's see. In Acts chapter 12. Let's start at verse 3. So under the kingship of Herod, now James, has the brother of John, was killed by the sword. In verse 2, and verse 3 says, and because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread, and when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quarterneons of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Scripture in Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians to pray without ceasing. Let's increase our prayer life. Let's increase our prayer life. But Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. So they're interceding. Oh, I thank you, oh God, that you're hearing our prayers of who we're interceding for, oh God. I thank you, hallelujah, that you are answering. He's answering, hallelujah. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. Now listen, Peter is in a situation. The only reason why he wasn't brought into a place of meeting the sword, according to this, is that the days of unleavened bread. Come on, somebody said God just intervened and God used. Hallelujah. God used that which was already in place. But so, and he's put in prison. Now he's still facing, in the natural, facing death. He's in prison unfairly. And he's asleep. And we know that you got to be in such peace to be asleep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's in a situation that can have him up all night. And he's in the place of peace where it looks like a picture of sleeping. I think that just speaks something to us. It speaks something to us. Hallelujah. That just because the situation is high and is uncomfortable, doesn't mean that it can rob my peace doesn't mean it can change my countenance. Doesn't mean that it has the power to disturb me to the point of being out of my mind or out of a place of rest and out of a place of peace and out even of a place of joy and out of a place of love and maybe even out of a place of forgiveness. God, how do we evolve into the place that our situations and circumstances and what we see on the earth doesn't dictate our attitude and doesn't dictate our behavior and doesn't dictate our choices, but you as our helper, as the one who's able to do all things and nothing is impossible with you, that can do things in such a way that we can't even ask, think, or imagine, that we're dictated. Help us to be dictated by you. Help us to be dictated by the author and the finisher of our faith. Help us, oh God, to become unfastened to the things of the earth and fastened to you, steadfast to you, oh God. Help us. Help us to not be so easily tossed to and fro because of a word, because of a disapproval, because of a rejection, because of a no, because of a hardship, because of something not going our way, the way that we expected, because of a betrayal. Help us. How do we continue to keep our eyes on you, cleaving to you, trusting you, Lord God, even in the face of the bills being more than the monies that's coming in the face of waiting for good news and a job and things to turn around. God, help us. Help us, Lord. Help us in those situations. Help us, oh God. Move on our behalf. So now the church is praying. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. He's stuck. It's a shut up thing. I thank you, oh God, that you're loosening those areas and those places where we feel stuck and shut up, even overwhelmed, even underwhelmed. Thank you for just creating movement, oh God, and giving an order in our footsteps and instruction, oh God, and giving us wisdom, Heavenly Father. We thank you for movement, Lord Jesus, even through that comes through healing and in our physical bodies, oh God. We thank you for healing and our a movement that comes from a healing from our mental life, our mental capacity, Lord Jesus. I'm just reminded sometimes in our thoughts it can make us so depressed that there's no movement. We find ourselves paralyzed by. I thank you, oh God, for a blessing that creates a movement even in our relational life, our emotional life, those places, Lord God, where it's been seemingly stuck and delayed, Lord God. I thank you for your hand. Thank you for moving. Thank you for hearing. Thank you as we are trusting. Thank you for helping. Thank you, oh God. So listen, we got Peter in jail sleep, chilling. We got the church praying fervently. And we got the angel of the Lord. Amen. In verse 7, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. Come on, who did this? Come on, how did this happen? Naturally? We got to remember, hallelujah, the Lord that we serve. Thank you, oh God. We got to expect according to what he is able to do and who he is in his power. He is the omnipotent, the all-powerful one. He is the omniscient one. He is the one that sees past them this moment where it's completely dark. Hallelujah. He is the one that sees past our now, our tomorrow, our next week. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. Come on, let's go. Thank you, O God. Let us follow the instructions of the Holy Spirit. Let us follow the instructions of God Almighty. Let us follow the instructions of Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Let those be the instructions we follow. Let that be the thing that we do and we trust in. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. He didn't even realize that he was up and down. He thought he was, that's how probably deep he was sleeping. He thought he was having a vision. Thank you, oh God, for blessing us and showing us through visions, through dreams. Thank you, oh God, for speaking to us. Hallelujah. The thing that it can sound so crazy, when he shows it to you, grab hold of it. Believe it. It can sound so crazy, so unreal. But it doesn't mean that's going to make me stop believing. That I'm not going to reject it because it's so beyond where I am in my faith walk. No, I'm just going to believe that. I'm not going to look around and see where I am in the natural and see what's happening and see what's not happening and cause the earthly stuff, the natural stuff, to be in the place of unbelief. I'm not going to, because it's never happened or I've never seen such a thing happen, I'm not going to allow that to keep me from a place of not receiving what my Father who art in heaven is communicating to us and wanting to do with us and where he is wanting to bring us. I'm going to believe. I'm going to believe in spite of. I'm going to believe. Despite whatever, I'm going to believe. I'm reminded of Abraham right now, who in Romans it says, who against hope believed in hope. I'm going to believe, which means that the situation on earth and temporarily looked dead, impossible, not going to happen. But he believed in hope. Okay. Verse 10. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. Ah! Thank you, Jesus! The Lord hath delivered me. Who is your deliverer? Who is our deliverer? The Lord! Hallelujah. Who is our healer? Who is your healer? The Lord. Who is your provider? Who is our provider? The Lord. Who is your source? Who is our source? The Lord. Who is your help? Who is our help? The Lord. Who is your peace? Who is our peace? The Lord. Who is our riches and our gain and our success? the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Who is our energizer? The Lord. Who is our strength? The Lord. Oh, yes, God. Thank you. Thank you. Who is able to do anything, all things, the hard thing, the easy thing? The Lord. Okay. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark. Where many were gathered together praying. So in the face of this, in the face of James being killed, in the face of Peter being put in prison, they were praying. They were praying. We need to pray. We need to pray. Prayer is the answer. Prayer is the remedy. Prayer is the prescription. Prayer is the medicine. Prayer is the answer. Prayer is the way. Ooh. Oh, Lord. Yes, thank you. Where many were gathered together praying, and Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. She was so excited. She didn't even open the gate. She wanted to go tell the good news. Come on, we welcome the good news. We welcome the good news. It's turning around, hallelujah, in our favor. We welcome the good news. It's getting better. We welcome the good news of peace. We welcome the good news of deliverance. We welcome the good news of help. Our help came, showed up, and showed out. Hallelujah. We welcome the good news of transformation. We welcome the good news of changed hearts and changed minds. We welcome the good news of open doors. We welcome the good news of Jesus. Hallelujah. We welcome the good news. Hallelujah. Of provision. We welcome the good news of employment. We welcome the good news of life. In life more abundantly. We welcome the good news of the lost being found. Hallelujah. We welcome the good news even of the baptisms. We welcome the good news, oh God. We welcome the good news that cometh from your miracle signs and wonders. We welcome the good news. Oh, we welcome the good news. Hallelujah. Oh God, thank you. We welcome the good news of you. We welcome the good news of breakthrough. We welcome the good news of knowing how you hear us. We welcome the good news of relating with us. We welcome the good news. Hallelujah. Oh God, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We welcome you, oh God. Thank you. We welcome the good news of the bound being set free. Hallelujah. We welcome the good news. Hallelujah. Of diagnoses being melted away. We welcome the good news of those long awaited, whatever's being waited for. We welcome the good news. But Peter continued, verse 16, knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. God is about to astonish. God is in the astonishing business. For some, he's about to astonish. For some, the astonishing is here. For others, the astonishing may come in a week, in a day, in a week, in a month. And for some, it may come within the next 6 months. It may come. Some of us don't always want to hear it, but it may come by next year this time. The astonishing is coming. It is changing. God, we thank you. Verse 17, but he beckoning unto them with a hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of prison. I'm going to stop right there because the Holy Spirit is saying we're going to stop with the Lord had brought him out of prison. The Lord is establishing. The Lord is doing. And he's doing it in such a way that we're going to say, and that you're going to say, no, the Lord, only the Lord can get credit for such a thing. Only the Lord. And so we go back to, as we're about to close, we'll go back to the Lord is our help. The Lord is faithful. The Lord will show up. The Lord will do it. I will lift up my eyes, Psalm 121, unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. The Lord. The Lord is the one that blessed with this opportunity. The Lord is the one that blessed me with this job. The Lord is the one. Come on, I'm talking, when I say me, I'm talking all of us. I'm talking you. Hallelujah. No, it's the Lord that opened this door. It's the Lord that healed. It's the Lord. They said that this couldn't be. It's the Lord that performed this. Man said that this is impossible. It's the Lord that moved. It's the Lord that delivered me. It's the Lord. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither sleep, neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, and he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Now I want to read Psalm 124. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. The Lord is our keeper. The Lord is our protector. The Lord is our avenger. The Lord is our defender. The Lord is our way. Verse 7, our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Listen, Psalm 121. Verse 2, and basically it's Psalm 124, verse 8, both saith the same thing. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. This is what God is speaking to us now. He is our help. He is your help. Whatever help looks like for you, in your situation, in your business, in your finances, in your family, in your marriage, in your waiting for marriage, hallelujah, in your body, hallelujah, in your mind, in that specific family member, that specific person on the workplace, so wherever you go to and fro, the Lord is our help. Let us depend on the Lord. Let us look to the Lord. Let us lean on him. Let us learn. Let us glean from him. Let us learn to accept and receive and submit to his help. And let us get out of the way and stop trying to do the help and be the help and let him help and instruct us in the way of the helping. And even I feel the Lord speaking to some of us that are helpers, amen, but can get overwhelmed because we're carrying it. I thank you, oh God, that teaching us how, as you are having us to be a help to others, that we're never doing it out of our own strength, but we're always doing it out of yours. So So today the Lord says that he is our help, that our help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And it doesn't matter what the situation is. He is able. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yavarekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you. God, the Lord, is your help. And remember, with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. God bless.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.